Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 11th of November. I'm your host, Paul White. I'm so happy to have you with me today. I'm on my way back. If you're listening to this on the day it airs on Sunday, I'd be coming home from meetings on the Gulf Coast of Texas. And let me tell you about next weekend. If you are on the Gulf side of the state of Florida, we are coming to Tallahassee. And by we, I mean Natasha and Lauren and myself. We'll be visiting with our friends Steve and Brandy Tanton in Tallahassee, Florida, and they are opening their home for a Saturday evening meeting on November the 17th. That's next Saturday night at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. They're home, and they're bringing in, we've done several home meetings there with the Tantons before and have had some wonderful times of fellowship, communion, and sharing the word and worship. And they're bringing in some friends, and they've opened it up to any of you who'd like to be there. We will be at 1078 Corby Court. That's C-O-R-B-Y Court in Tallahassee, Florida, and starting at 5 o'clock next Saturday night. So come be with us if you can. That will be our final public meeting for the month of November, because after that it's Thanksgiving week, and my family and I will travel to Missouri and meet with my side of the family, my wife's side of the family. My son will be coming down from college. And then we're back out on the road in December. We will be in Opelika, Alabama on the first Sunday of December. And then on the third weekend of December, we are in Springfield, Illinois. These meetings are all on our website, paulwhiteministries.com/schedule. We are booking for 2019. We will open the year in Southern California. We will be, over the course of the first couple of months or first few months, we have meetings scheduled in California. We have a meeting scheduled in West Virginia. We will be doing meetings in the state of Kentucky. As the spring unfolds, we're going to Southern Indiana. So there's some good things on the horizon, and be alert on our website. Also, follow us on Twitter, because we do try to put some of those things on there as well. You can find us at Deeper Daily Pods. 2 Peter chapter 1. I think for today, at least for today and tomorrow, maybe one more day, we will take care of these first few verses of 2 Peter. Try to sort of get us off the ground. And then we are going to come back with some more question and answers from our trip to Kansas. We had a whole other segment of Q&A that I'd like to air for you. For today, verse 2, and this follows the colon that ends verse 1. This is really not a separate thought. It's just Peter having introduced himself to the crowd he wants to focus on. That's those who have obtained like precious faith. And he says in verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." And I don't want to just say that this is some generic introduction, that Peter is just saying, well, you know, grace and peace to you, as sort of a hello. I think it's more than that. Peter gets pretty specific. Now, grace and peace as an introduction would not have been uncommon in the New Testament. We see Paul does it quite frequently, where he will say grace and peace. I think that what we are experiencing in Peter that is a little different, however, Peter wants that grace and peace attached to the knowledge of God and of Jesus. And so I think for Peter, he's saying, may you start to rest in grace and peace the more you take on the knowledge of who God is and who Jesus is. And I don't know that we could say it any better. As your knowledge of what God thinks of you, and that encompasses all kinds of things. Like for instance, in the book of Exodus, where Moses says to God, "Will you show me your glory?" And the Bible says, "And God made his goodness to pass before Moses." Well, that's the key. As God's goodness passes in front of you, you're seeing God's glory. That's you coming to a knowledge that God is good. If you don't come to the knowledge God is good, you're going to have a hard time resting in grace and peace. I think it's why the message of grace is resisted by some people, because they don't see God as good as the message of grace presents him. And they think it's because the message of grace is incomplete. Well, I don't agree. I don't think a message is incomplete. I think that our version of God is a little off-centered. I was talking to someone just today before I recorded this about fasting. And I said, if the church that you're involved in has you fasting for the favor of God, you need to ask yourself, why do you need the finished work of Christ to give you the promises of God if you could achieve those same promises by not eating? And if that is the version given to you, then you need to question that version, because it sounds to me like it either adds to or takes away from the finished work, and that's a red flag. I'll give you another red flag. I mean, if your message of fasting excludes the communion meal, that ought to be a big neon flashing sign that something's wrong, because you shouldn't be putting more value on fasting than you do communion. The New Testament puts great value on the body and blood of our Lord Jesus, and as often as you do it. Sounds to me like you ought to be doing it often. If the fast would demand that you no longer commune, well, then that could be a problem. That should be a problem. These are, why am I telling you this in 2 Peter? Because that's coming to the knowledge of God, that God is good, that God is just, that God is fair. When you come to that knowledge, you start to rest in God's grace and you start to rest in God's peace. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And so there's also another element to this that is not only resting in the goodness of God, but resting in the goodness of Jesus. And this is the, to me, a good way of saying the most complete picture of God is going to be found in Jesus. If you want to know what God looks like or sounds like or moves like or talks like, you will find that version in Christ. And that's where you ought to be looking for it. We will continue tomorrow because we're in the middle of a sentence and we can't stop there. And so we're going to go into the divine power and some of the things that are given to us. And this section may take a few days. We'll see you then. God bless.